Now me go see you last night.
Mom and Dad's not around.
Warning. The takeover is here. The power is here. 91.3 FM. Keeping it cool on Power FM.
Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content, Zambia and the continent, have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power and 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent has to offer. We offer
competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power and 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station. Station.
91.3. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Concord to hear petition challenging Zambia, U.S. health and mineral agreements. Zambian journalists urged to prioritize professionalism ahead of the August polls. Mauritius PM wins major court victory in decade-long cash case. And in sports, Somali referee Omar Artan denied entry to U.S. ahead of World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Constitutional Court is tomorrow scheduled to hear a petition seeking to compel the government of Zambia to submit two proposed agreements with the United States to Parliament to scrutiny and approval before they are signed. The case, filed jointly by LCK Freedom Foundation Limited and Chapter One Foundation Limited against the Attorney General, raises two significant constitutional questions regarding parliamentary oversight of international agreements and the protection of national sovereignty. The petition focuses on a proposed health aid memorandum of understanding, MOU, and an associated bilateral compact agreement currently under negotiation between Zambia and the United States. DCAF, the Geneva Center for Security Sector Governance, has urged journalists in Zambia to prioritize journalism as the country prepares for the general elections in August this year. DCAF Head of Office Neil Abbott has emphasized the crucial role journalists play during the upcoming elections. He has highlighted their responsibility in safeguarding democracy, promoting accountability, and ensuring citizens receive accurate, balanced, and reliable information. Speaking at a media training on election reporting and managing police relations, Mr. Abbott underscored the importance of elections in strengthening democracy. However, he also noted that election periods can bring heightened tension, misinformation, and increased security deployment. He explained that during such times, the media acts as a vital bridge between institutions and the public, helping citizens understand unfolding events and enabling informed participation in democratic processes.
Consider how journalists can accurately report on incidents involving use of force, allegations of misconduct, and election-related violence. We will focus on practical investigative skills. These include evidence gathering, sources of verification, interviewing witnesses and officials, digital verification, techniques, journalist data, and ethical decision-making in politically sensitive environments. In an area where misinformation can spread rapidly across social media platforms, the ability to distinguish fact from rumour has never been more important. This training is not intended to tell journalists what